So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a machlekes regarding the exact placement of the signatures in the Get Mekusher. Rav Huna Amar Ben Kesher LeKesher, on the back of the document between the folds. Rav Yimri Bar Abba Amar Achayri Haksab Ukeneged Haksab Mibachutz, on the back of the document opposite the text. The Gemara discusses two potential problems with the Get Mekusher. In the Get Pashut, as the Rashbam explains, Ha'edim Chasumim B'Seif Ashtar, the witnesses sign at the end of and directly beneath the text, thus testifying to everything written in the document. Therefore, he cannot add anything before or after. The Gemara assumes, Eidim Kisidron Chasimi. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the witness is signed on the back of a Get Mekusher parallel to the last lines of the text of the document, thus testifying to the entire text of the document. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Leichosh Dilma Kasim Migavoi Madibai, O Mechtam Sadi Yisair Mavroi. We should be concerned that perhaps he added an additional clause to the text and forged another signature parallel to the additional line, and he will claim, L'rabbis pe'edim hu da'avdi. I merely wish to add extra witnesses to publicize the matter, even though three would have sufficed. And as Tesis adds, Zikayim b'shleisha shalamala. He can certify the document by confirming the first three witnesses. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Eidim imata l'mala chasimi. The witness is signed perpendicular to the text of the document, starting from the bottom of the text. Therefore, any text below their signatures is not valid. The Gemara discusses another possible problem. We should be concerned that perhaps the last line in the document contained a detrimental clause, and so Gaius le l'shita achreina, but Gaius le l'ruven b'hadei, u'miskasha b'ben Yaakov eid. He might have cut off the last line of the document, including the beginning of the signature, i.e. the witness's first name, and we will confirm the document based on the end of their signatures, i.e. with the words, the son of so-and-so, as the Mishnah rules, ben ish plainly aid, kosher. One may sign the document by writing, the son of so-and-so. And first the Gemara answers, Tachsiv Reuven ben b'chadara, v'yakav aid ilovei. The witness was required to write both his first name and the word ben, the son of, parallel to the last line of the document. And he writes his father's name parallel to the previous line. Therefore, if someone will cut off the last line, the remaining signature will consist of only the father's name, which is certainly not valid. However, the Gemara points out, witnesses usually sign with the phrase plainly ben plainly aid. Therefore, even if he cuts off the last line, the document will still contain the father's name and will read plainly aid, and the Mishnah rules, ish plainly aid kasher. The words plainly aid are a valid signature. Therefore, as the Rashbam explains, Amrinan Yaakov Atzmai Chasim Eshemai, we will assume that the father himself was a witness, and we will validate the document. Therefore, the Gemara suggests two answers. Deloik Siv Eid. To avoid this problem, witnesses on the Get Mekusher do not add the word Eid. Therefore, if someone cuts off the last line, the only part of the signature that will remain is the father's name, and this is certainly not a valid signature. The Adinan Ba Daha Chasimus Yada Lav the Yaakovu. The document is valid when Beis Din knows that there is no one local by that name who might have signed the document. The Gemara, however, asks, "V'dilma b'shmei davuah chasim." Perhaps the witness used his father's name as his signature as a sign of respect. The Gemara answers, "Leishavik in shmei didei v'chasim shmei davuah." A person does not use his father's name as a signature. Similarly, the Gemara asks, "V'dilma simana ba'amahu d'shabi." Perhaps he uses his father's name as a symbol, just as Rav Tzair Kavra, Rav Chanina Tzair Charusa, Rav Chizda Samach, Rav Hoshe Ayin, Rav Baravuna Makusa. Many Amorim used various symbols such as a fish, the letter Samach or Ayin, or a ship's mast as their signatures. The Gemara answers, "L'chotzef inish, l'shavi l'shmei davu simana." A person would not be so disrespectful as to use his father's name as a symbol. The Gemara now offers an alternate solution to the entire problem of Dilma Gaiz Leila Shita Achreina, the concern that someone might cut off the last line of the document. Mazutru Amar Kol Mekusher She'ein Eidav Kol Meshita Achas Puzzle. All three signatures must begin or end parallel to the last line of the text. Therefore, if he cuts off the last line, he cuts off part of all the signatures, and so as Tesis explains, Nikar Haramois Kimin Shkola Eidim Chatuchin. If all three are partial signatures, Beis Din will realize his trickery.